Right, so what's it gonna be tonight? Horror? Comedy? Don't even say documentary, because the last time you picked one, I fell asleep halfway through and you spent 2 hours pausing it every time I snored to scowl at me. Hey, don't act like I'm lying. You literally jabbed me in the ribs to wake me up every 5 minutes. Yeah, you were just trying to keep me awake. Mm-hmm. I still have the bruises to prove it. Ugh, why are there like 12 different versions of Romeo and Juliet on here? And why does every single one look like it was filmed in the 90s with like a fog machine? No, we're not watching that. No tragic love stories tonight. You already got your big dramatic confession out of me months ago. I'm retired from high stakes romance. Thank you very much. Oh my God, don't. Don't even start with that. Seriously, you're gonna bring that up again?
Oh, babe.
Yes. Yes, I cried when you got hit by a car. Oh my God, I bawled like a baby. Congratulations. You've unlocked the one memory I'll never live down. And no, you do not get to keep milking it for eternity.
Oh, remember when I almost died and you finally confessed your feelings?
Yeah, I remember it. It was only one of the most traumatic days of my life. Thank you very much. I swear, only you would get smug about nearly getting flattened by a Honda Civic. What do you mean it worked out? Oh my God. Don't say it like you planned it. That's not funny. Well, it's a little funny, but don't let it go to your head. Yeah. You almost had to die to get me to admit I like you. You're lucky I do like you. Or else I'd have pushed you back into traffic just for saying that. Okay, fine, maybe not, but don't tempt me. Honestly, though, you're kind of right. If it hadn't been for that night, who knows how long I would have kept hiding. I was so busy being, I don't know, defensive? Pretending I didn't care? Pretending you weren't the one person I couldn't stop thinking about? And then you almost... Yeah. That was the moment I realized none of the games mattered anymore. And now look at us. Couch potatoes arguing over movies. Domestic as hell. You ruined my whole image. Oh, shut up. I am not soft. I'm still terrifying. Ask literally anyone. Okay, maybe not you. You've got immunity, but everybody else? Still terrified of me. Promise. Stop smirking like that. You think you're so cute. Okay, you are cute, but don't use it against me. All right, fine. We'll compromise. Something light, not too serious, and I swear to God, if it's 3 hours long, I'm faking food poisoning halfway through. Oh, what about this one? Romantic comedy. Two enemies who secretly like each other but refuse to admit it. Oh, the irony. Yeah, I see it. Guess we could call it research. Based on a true story. Except ours has a way better ending. Because you're still here. Because we actually get the happily ever after part. Okay, you know what? Keep laughing. I don't care. Yeah, I cried. You scared me half to death. You think I'm ashamed of that? Hell no. If anything, it just proves how much you matter to me. You really do, you know? You matter more than I can explain. And I don't need another car accident to remind me. All right, enough of the mushy stuff. Hand me the popcorn. No, you hold the remote. You always accuse me of hogging it. And don't you dare fast forward through the previews. I like the previews. Yeah, I know they're just ads. I don't care. It's tradition. Ugh. God, how do you put up with me? But what do you mean, barely? Okay, rude, but also fair. Hey, promise me something. Promise me you'll never scare me like that again. I don't think my heart can handle another near-death confession moment. If you want me to admit something embarrassing, just ask, okay? I'll tell you, I swear. No ambulance is required. Yeah. I'll still make you work for it a little. Old habits die hard. But I'll tell you. Eventually. See? This is way better than street drama. Just you, me, and a dumb movie will probably talk over the whole time. And honestly, I wouldn't trade it for anything.